This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Two cruise ships that were scheduled to call in Ensenada, Mexico today have been canceled over unrest in the city. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico said to avoid that area if at all possible. In turn, both Carnival Radiance and Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas canceled their calls today. Carnival is giving guests on Radiance a $50 onboard credit per person and 50% off a future cruise over the cancellation. Ensenada is a stop on the California Baja Peninsula and is used for a technical call for most sailings to satisfy the Passenger Vessel Services Act, where a cruise ship must hit an international port before returning to North America. And guests sailing the return cruise aboard Carnival Splendor in Australia are receiving an extra cruise day on the house. The cruise was originally set to depart down under on October 2nd. It has now been set to return on October 1st, making that a day earlier. A statement from Carnival Australia said, "The extension of this cruise is a thank you to our most dedicated guests, those who jumped at the opportunity to welcome Carnival Splendor back with our first passenger cruise in over 2 years." Splendor was sailing Australia prior to the cruise industry shutdown, but over the summer was repositioned back to the U.S. because Australia was dragging its feet on reopening the cruise industry. Currently wrapping up the final voyages of its Alaska season, Splendor will reposition to Australia, making it the first Carnival Cruise Line ship to sail down under in 31 months. And finally, Cunard Line has detailed some of the outdoor spaces that'll be found on its upcoming ship, Queen Anne. Some of the venues include the Panorama Pool Club, which will be home to the aft pool, where guests can enjoy live music, loungers, snacks, and cocktails. Also, the Pavilion is another pool area featuring a retractable glass roof. It'll also be home to live music, movie screenings, and a wellness studio for yoga and meditation classes. Queen Anne is scheduled to debut in England in January of 2024. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.6%, 10.70. Royal Caribbean up 1.5%, 42.36. And Norwegian up 3.1%, 14.18. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here on the south bank of the St. Johns River here in Jacksonville, Florida. Beautiful day today, too. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great one.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.